Welcome to Flag Tower's interactive documentary, Explorers and Exploration. If you want to skip this introduction, you can start the program straight away by clicking the mouse at any time. If you need to replay this program introduction, you can do so at any time by selecting Help in the control panel. You will find the icon for the control panel at the bottom right of the screen. When you select the control panel, you will see a number of features. Backtrack provides a listing of all the sections visited in each session. Click on any section you want to see again. Volume allows you to adjust the sound level of the program. Help allows you to watch this introduction again. It also allows you to see a summary of all the icons and features of the program. Index provides a full listing of all the people, places and events contained within the program. Appendices takes you to the transcript, further reading and biography sections of the program. Quit allows you to exit the program. Explorers and Exploration contains nearly 3 hours of audiovisual material and over 1,000 archive images. It also includes video interviews with famous explorers and renowned historians, as well as rare archive film footage. The program highlights key moments in the history of exploration, as well as analyzing the reasons for exploration across the centuries. It is divided into 4 main areas, all of which are accessible from the main menu. From an introduction, the chronological narratives range from the ancient world through the exploring cultures of China, Islam, and Europe, to the Renaissance, European expansion and trade, and the 19th and 20th century eras of exploration. The thematic narratives discuss the motives and consequences of exploration and include the role of patrons and profit, science and learning, and the media, as well as the cultural conflict involved in exploration. These narrative sections of the program are supported by fact sheets that provide detailed information on topics such as the lives of the explorers and the locations of their explorations, the stories of their journeys and voyages, and their preparation and survival. There is also a section on myths and legends, and a history of map making called the Chart Room. Clicking on one of these supplementary information icons takes you to a listing of the entries in that area. From the main menu, you can choose which part of the program to go to. If you wish to watch all the narratives in succession, click on the Play All icon in the top left of the screen. You can halt a narrative at any time by clicking on the Pause icon at the top left of the screen. Simply click on it again to continue. The Pathfinder at the top right of the screen shows which section of the narrative you are in. And by moving the cursor along the Pathfinder, you can jump directly to another section. While a narrative is playing, the cross-reference icon will appear from time to time in the bottom left of the screen. By clicking on this, you can view a related section from a different narrative. You'll be automatically returned to the narrative that you left when the relevant section has finished playing. At the end of each section in the narrative chapters, you'll notice that the screen dims and that sometimes a number of fact sheet icons appear. By clicking on these icons, you can see additional information about subjects or people mentioned in the narratives. Alternatively, you can click on the fact sheet icon at the bottom right of the screen and skip directly to a listing of these for each narrative section. You can move forwards or backwards through the fact sheets by clicking on the forward and back arrows at the top right of the screen. You can print these screens by clicking on the print icon at the bottom right of the screen. Clicking on the locations icon at the bottom right of the screen allows you to see maps of the places mentioned in each narrative. The return icon in the top right of the screen always takes you back to your previous place in the program. When you have finished watching a selected narrative, you'll be automatically returned to the main menu. If at any time you want to exit the program, click on the Quit icon in the control panel.